We are Stephen and Jill. Together, we've been buying and reselling land since the 90s.
Our data-centric approach leaves our buyers asking, how can you sell it so cheap?
Here on the Land Academy Show,
we answer that and more. Stephen, Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from the Valley of the Sun.
Today is Jill Friday, and she's going to do a show called I'm Going to Have a Good Day, Damn It.
So this, I started to mention it yesterday. This is when we sat down. This topic came up as we sat down and in the morning, and we're thinking about a couple days ago, okay, what our topics are going to be for this week. And Stephen very lovingly said, well, how's your day going? To which I said, it's going to be a great day because I'm going to make it a great day. That was the whole point. So it's the title morphed into I'm going to have a good day, damn it. So because there's a lot in your control. And that's what we're going to talk about.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And don't forget to subscribe on the Land Academy YouTube channel and comment on the shows you like.
Shannon wrote, as a newbie, I'm getting a little overwhelmed by the amount of response we are receiving. This method works if you work it.
Yep.
Not sure if it's because tax time is coming.
Property
or
tax
what,
time.
But as a newbie, it feels like we have dove into the deep end, LOL. I don't know who else says the mail is dead. It's alive and well, and people are opening up their letters. The hate calls are comical, are also LOL. What's the... Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so here's the thing. What this happened to me the first time I sent mail out. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I didn't know what I was doing. This is a lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. And this is long after I had a tax deed, very, very successful tax deed, tax auction business. I just tried to just send out a mailer just to see what was going to happen. I sent a mailer out to a very specific number of properties in a specific county, Mojave County, Arizona, for a straight $500. Just trying to get people to see if people didn't want their property anymore. We got a massive response. As you can imagine, no one's ever, there's tens of probably 45,000 properties in that county. No one ever received a letter or an offer ever. Right. And so we got a massive response and I screwed up everything, everything. If I could go back and do that now, we would probably do 1,000 deals.
Yeah.
But the whole time I did it with a smile on my face because I knew now it's possible. I knew, all right, on the next mailer, we'll solve this. And this is without Jill. This is with somebody like me answering the phone, which is not the best choice. Or answering the phone at all.
Well, you did what you had to do with what you have to work with. That was it.
This person, what I love about this and why I put this in here, Shannon doesn't care what, she's not saying, well, they're not doing this. And the seller's not doing this. And everyone's hates, there's all this hate and everyone, I can't believe, I never knew that these words existed, let alone has anyone ever said that I'm that person. She's not saying any of that. What she's saying is, oh my God, can you imagine what's going to happen after I land three of these? That's all she's focusing on. Yeah. Shannon, you're going to be amazing at this. I'm sure of it. It requires that attitude.
It's perfect for today.
Today is Jill Friday. I'm going to have a good day, damn it. This is the meat of the show.
So I was thinking about, you know, I've talked to people that are new to land investing and they're like, how do I start? What do I do and everything? And they feel like there's like, at some point I get the education, there's going to be like a ceremony and now I can put investor on my business card. I'm like, no, there's not. It's right up here.
A ceremony?
Yes.
All right, have your show. I have some questions about success ceremonies. Oh my God, that's a show next week. Yeah. Your ticker parade.
Like, everybody hang on here. There's no big ceremony. You don't graduate. I made it through all chapters of the Land Academy program when I bought a property. Now do I have a certificate? We should, but we didn't. So my thing is it's all in here. I want you to know that you can wake up today or wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? This is it. I'm an investor now. I know I've got this 9-to-5 job. I'm wrapping that up. But today I'm an investor. I'm going to walk around like an investor. I'm going to talk like an investor. I'm going to think like an investor. I'm going to send out mail like I'm an investor. And I'm going to do some research, get to know other investors. This is it. So it ties into, there's just stuff you have control over, even as little as how your day is going to go. You really can. You have the power to wake up. And that's what I did this morning. And that's what sparked this whole thing. We've been having a kind of, I'll be honest here because it's truth time. And that's how we roll. We've been having a rough week. And rough's putting it mildly.
We've been having a rough week because our schedule is ridiculous now. Right. And that's really the root of it. It's not Jill. It's not me. We are trying, quite honestly, to do too much. And we're expecting too much out of each other. And it's at a boiling point.
Yeah. So we yesterday took some things off of our plate, even if just temporarily. I'm not sure if they're 100% gone. We have some good stuff on there, but we had to stop it right now because it was killing us.
Yep.
And so, and then we had a good evening. We had a nice dinner. Our kid cooked for us amazingly, which was a shock. So, and then I didn't know the kid could cook. He's been holding back. So
broiled salmon with this gooey, this gorgonzola cream sauce pasta.
I'm like, what the heck?
This is somebody who has been eating at Panda Express at an unhealthy level.
Exactly.
For 18 years.
Like four times a week.
Yeah.
Like what?
Or Chick-fil-A or whatever.
Yeah. No, it's Panda. He's a Panda Express kid. The other one was Chick-fil-A. So yeah. So, and it's the boys. The girls don't do that. It's the two boys. Anyway, the point is, so we had a good evening and I woke up this morning early, by the way. I was up at 5:45, but I'm like, you know what? I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm just going to tell myself that. I'm going to jump out of bed, which I did. I'm going to go make some coffee. I'm going to start some breakfast. I'm going to make sure everything looks nice when you get up. And I'm going to make
really?
It. I did that. Yeah. I want to make
it. That's really nice of you.
Yeah. And so I said, I'm going to have a great day.
Well, we're going out to dinner tonight then.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to reciprocate that for sure.
Thank you. So that's really how it went. And you have that power. You have that control. And so what if you have a bad day or a bad week or a bad month or a bad what patch?
Life.
All right. You can mentally trick yourself if you will, but all you have to do is just say it and think it and believe it and you will. We've been having a great day. We're laughing, we've having fun. I think our shows this week have been really great. And so whether it's your business or your family or your work or your life, you can make it great. It's only going to be crappy if you let it be crappy. And we even talked about this too, and I'll share this last point. Yeah, these renovations are killing us. And I'm sure they're killing you too because you're hearing about it way too much. So
just trying to buy and sell some land.
I know.
I don't really care about you two.
You know what? There's always going to be something. There's always going to be, like in your land business, you think you're running along smoothly. You got the perfect employees. You got due diligence down. Just you're buying this. You're selling that. It's all smooth. Guess what? Something's going to happen one day, and it might even be something as little as your favorite title agent is pregnant and she never comes back. You're like, oh no, right? So you're like,
how'd you come up with that?
I don't know. But, you know, things just, and so it's how you adapt to it, how you roll with it, and you just keep on going. If you just say, you know what? So what? We're going to have a great business. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to have a great life. I'm going to have a great fill in the blank. You have that control. Would you like to add to this?
Nope.
Oh.
It was perfect Jill Friday.
Oh, thank you. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's amazing.
You know, honestly, I haven't. When I met you, this is a lot of years ago, more than a decade ago, you had this, and still have this happiness about you. And when I met you, I thought it was forced. I know a decade later, it's not forced at all. This is really how you are. And if you get off the rails, like you've been off the rails lately, there's a reason. You know, it's not just because you were faking that the whole time and you're tired of faking it and you had a bad week because you're just tired of faking it. That's what I originally thought when I met you. And it's just nothing like that going on. This is really who you are. When you're off the rails, there's a reason, you know, and everybody's got to take a couple of steps back, zip it and just find out why. So you can, you know, and I'll tell you what, if it was every other week, then there's no one can sustain that.
Right.
It doesn't happen very often at all. Maybe once every, probably once a year.
Thanks.
So.
You do the same thing.
I know. It's not a one-way street.
No, for me. No, use the same thing for me.
Use the same thing?
No, it's usually the same thing for me.
Oh, what is it?
Not you.
What
I'm just saying. No, it's usually the same thing.
We're having a family meeting.
Yeah, truth time. We're going to share a little personal insight into Jill.
We were talking about all the land during this episode that we're going to talk about. So if you're not interested in this, I don't blame you. You
can stop.
Go to the next episode.
There we go. No, what usually it's about me is over. It's just I took on too much.
Yep.
Me too. It is me. So it's all in. I could have one little thing, and that's all in my control. So I did that. I said yes too many times. Sure, I can handle that. Like, how am I going to do this? Now I'm burning the candle at both ends, trying to get it done because I committed, because that was a good idea.
And then nobody's having fun. That's the real tragedy for me, I think, more than you, is that when it starts to cut in, I did all this. In the beginning, and then Jill and I joined forces, to have fun.
Yeah.
And to not worry about money and all that's happening. But we both have this, it's in our makeup to share more and provide more content and shows and all that. And it's at a boiling point now. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being understanding. And I hope you have a good day too, damn it.
It's early still.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable. We appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please check out our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.